Listen to this just for kicks. Listen to it for the same reason if you are undecided. You may just discover happiness in one or all of these pages. I hope you stay enthralled until you get to the end of the very last chapter. Namaste. Chapter 1. Introduction to Yoga Philosophy. Humble Origins. The word yoga originated from the Sanskrit word yog, which means to unite, to yoke, or to join. In yogic scripture, practicing yoga initiates a harmony or equilibrium between individual awareness and universal consciousness, leading to a perfect balance between the body, mind, man, and nature. This harmony of existence defines the integration of the human persona at the highest level, which is why genuine yoga practitioners are said to have reached a frame of mind known as nirvana, mukti, or moksha, all of which are states of emancipation or release. Yoga is a psychosomatic spiritual instruction focused on health, harmony, and overcoming all states of human suffering and pain to regain mastery of our destiny. Maharishi Patanjali describes yoga as the art of suppressing the modifications of the human mind to attain complete self-realization. The philosophy of yoga. In Indian culture, the word for philosophy is darshana, from the Sanskrit word drish, meaning to experience or see. Yoga is a spiritual practice entrenched in ancient Indian wisdom, thought, and life. Yogi darshanas instruct us to see life as it is, living life so the equilibrium of mind and body easily comprehends the truth. The six yoga philosophies are intertwined with each other to form an impressive philosophical system known as the Shad Darshana, and they are 1. Nyaya, or judgment or logic. The sage Aksapada Gautama was a proponent of yoga from a multidimensional perspective, one which lends itself to logic and holds up the ideals of the right practices, rules, and judgment. There are four ways to get knowledge: through interference, or anumana; through testimony or word, also known as shabda; through evidence and observation, or pratyaksa; through comparison or resemblance, or upamana. Sankhya, the study of the physical universe, also known as cosmology. The sage Kapila founded this philosophy. It offers a foundation for all levels of manifestation, no matter how small or large. The word Sankhya originates from the Sanskrit word Samyag Akhyat, which means that which explains or foretells the whole. Sankhya also involves Ahamkara, which means ego or pride; Prakriti, energy, potency, source or nature; Purusha, meaning spirit, consciousness, or self; Buddhi, intellect or the ability to discern; Manas, sixth sense; the three gunas, tamas, darkness, death, or destruction; sattva, purity, goodness, and light; and rajas, birth, passion, or energy. The indriyas, or sensory faculties, which include the five jnandriya, or wisdom senses: chakshu, eyes; shrotra, ears; jiva, tongue; tvak, skin; and granu, nose. The five karmendriyas, actions or means of expression, such as vak, the mouth to proclaim; payu, the rectum to eliminate; pani, the hands to grasp; upgastha, the genitals to procreate; and pada, the feet to move. The five elements, vayu, air; prithvi, earth; jala, water; akasha, ether; and agni, fire. 3. Parva Mimamsa, or Mimamsa. Revere.